There's a brand new committee in Congress focused on competition with China. It has now held its first hearing. I'm David Brancaccio. The new committee is part of an economic effort by the U.S. to counter China's influence. That includes things like trade policy, also investment in China. Now, for years, Americans were quite free to invest in just about any Chinese company. Now, that changed with new restrictions during the Trump administration. The Biden White House is building on those limits, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
In June of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order putting a total of 59 Chinese entities off limits for U.S. investors. Sam Sachs is a Yale Law School senior fellow studying China tech policy. She says it's pretty comprehensive.
This list of 59 companies is the who's who of China's defense industrial base. So there's a long history for the companies listed here of having very deep ties with the military and with the civilian part of the economy that supplies them.
The executive order says Americans can't buy stock in these companies. Sachs says it doesn't prohibit joint ventures or partnerships, although they could be banned under other administration rules. Sachs says the White House might start curtailing investments in entire sectors of the Chinese economy, and some China hawks want the administration to establish a review board to decide if an American investment would help the Chinese military and threaten U.S. national security. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let me get out a very broad brush to paint a picture of the stock market for a moment in rather low resolution. January, pretty decent. February, pretty lousy. But welcome to March. Let's consult Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
Investors came into the year really optimistic, looking for an improvement in 2023, and optimistic that as the year rolled forward, we'd start to see those interest rate increases subside and maybe even see interest rate decreases as we went into the end of the year. That's a whole different picture now as we start March. We've seen very strong jobs report. We've seen strength in the consumer. And worryingly, we've heard big CEOs come out and talk about their businesses and caution investors on the outlook for the year.
Susan, thank you very much.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week, Amazon closed a deal to buy a chain of healthcare clinics run by One Medical. Amazon sees healthcare as an area ripe for disruption and opportunity. But the Federal Trade Commission, on the other hand, has been keeping a close watch amid antitrust concerns, which is interesting because Amazon isn't already a big healthcare provider. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business with an expertise in antitrust law. Eric, welcome.
Hello, David.
So consolidation in the healthcare area. Okay, if Hospital A wants to merge with Hospital Y across the street, you can imagine why antitrust regulators might want to ask some questions. And that's one kind of consolidation, but only one kind.
Yes, and there are several new kinds of consolidations that are troubling to antitrust law. We're not quite sure how to handle it. For example, suppose the hospitals aren't across the street from each other. Suppose one is, well, in Maryland and the other one is in Pennsylvania. That's a cross-market merger. What about doctors who are going out looking for jobs? If those hospitals merge, they won't bid against each other to pay doctors higher pay. they'll also have a lot more power to deal with insurance companies. And hospitals are in this life and death battle with insurance companies about getting insurance companies to pay more.
Another one that's in the news here, Amazon, right? Not a hospital chain. It's a streaming TV company, a cloud computing company. It's certainly a large retailer. Why would antitrust regulators be interested if it, for instance, wanted to buy a chain of clinics where people go to see a doctor or a nurse? One Medical is the name of that company.
There are a couple of things that you worry about with Amazon. One, Amazon can get its hands on patient data. And you know how Amazon likes data. Can they use that data to their advantage to sell more prescriptions through their mail order drug than their competitors? Amazon has an online pharmacy. Can it use its new clinics to funnel patients to its pharmacy and not competing pharmacies?
Amazon is, you know, among other things, an innovator. They do things very differently. And it's not like healthcare doesn't need some new ideas in America.
That's the flip side. In antitrust, you're always trying to balance the benefits of a combination versus the potential risks to competition. And you're right. I mean, healthcare, they are the foot draggers. With Amazon, the innovation takes place in about 10 minutes.
The head of the Federal Trade Commission, her name is Lina Khan, indicates she might push for some antitrust cases that she's aware could lose under current law. Why would she bother?
Boy, that's not intuitive. I mean, lawyers don't like to go to court to lose, but it could be strategic because it could do two things. One, it could prod Congress to change the law, to pass another statute. And even if Congress doesn't jump in, enough companies might say, you know, it's just not worth wrestling in court, spending millions of dollars on lawyers, risking a possible loss. Maybe we just won't merge.
All right. Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, a trusted source on antitrust. I don't think that's a paradox. Eric, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Amazon told us in a statement that One Medical customers can continue to fill their medications with any pharmacy they prefer, including Amazon Pharmacy. And the publication The Drive saw a patent application from the Ford Motor Company that would turn off a car's AC or entertainment system if you miss car payments, keep missing payments, and the vehicle might lock you out. Or, if self-driving, could drive itself to some kind of car jail, an impound lot. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.